Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Mojo on the Morning Show. So people have this thing, after we talk about what we just talked about, people think us radio people are douchey. What's going on?
I want to ask if people have an assumption about you because of your job. Because here in radio, I feel like there's definitely one. I went out to meet with one of the bosses at my girlfriend Meg's company, and the next morning he told her, hey, your boyfriend was pretty cool. You know, I just assumed you were dating a douchebag. Oh. And she said, why? And he said, because he was a radio DJ. And this is not the first time someone has said this to her. Like, they were surprised that I was actually a nice human being. And I thought, we must just have the worst reputations. Like, people just think radio people are the biggest douchey. And I know I've listened to some pretty douchey guys on the radio, but they just think we're going to be horrible, I guess, when we walk in the room.
Like, how did they expect you to act? Like, what did they expect you to do?
I don't know. They just thought I would... I don't know if it's the cheesy, corny factor, because, you know, like when you hear radio, sometimes there's those people right. that sound really fake and they're telling great stories. Hey, everybody.
Or but did then, they think that you'd be arrogant?
Well, that's it. And then I'm thinking behind the scenes, we've had some big egos work here in the past who would walk around like, don't you know who I am? And kind of act douchey in that way. And then there's also the guys that always hit on every girl and like use the job to try and get dates on the request
mm-hmm.
line.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what angle it was they thought they were going to meet, but they were really surprised that I actually wasn't an annoying douchebag.
I just read the other day that there are more women truck drivers than have ever been in the profession forever.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how that's become a huge deal, you know, because they were running short on truck drivers. So a lot of women decided, you know what? I can drive. I'm going to drive truck. And, you know,
there's a certain, everybody goes truck driver. They think rough and gruff, but you know, there's probably truck drivers driving with their little toy poodle in the passenger seat. And they like to tap dance on weekends.
What's wrong with toy poodle?
Nothing. I'm just saying like there's assumptions people have because of their job.
Yeah.
And I don't know, for us, it's just a bad reputation, I think, of radio DJs.
Well, people also assume that we get tickets to stuff for free.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so surprised when we find out we buy our own tickets for the majority of concerts, and also that we will like come and DJ a wedding and stuff. I always have people ask me, I'm like, oh, I wish I was that cool, but I don't know how to do that.
I have people that think we're lying when we tell them I can't give them free tickets. Well, I'm like, we don't get free tickets.
Well,
like,
I often think that probably people like police officers get judged all the time because of the image that is portrayed sometimes of police officers. Like, we had a couple of cop friends of ours that were like, yeah, over the last, you know, a few months or years, you know, is always bad, but there's like an image that was there. And then there was also a guy that I went to school with that became a high school teacher, and he might have been the dumbest guy I've ever and all I could think of myself was, how did he become he's teaching the youth of America right now? That would be something. I always think that every teacher has to be smart, right? What's up, John? What's going on? We're talking about how everybody thinks that radio people are a bunch of douchebags.
Oh,
no. What did he say?
I don't know.
Oh, he got disconnected.
Did he try and make
John?
A joke and curse?
I don't know. I really didn't hear what he said.
I didn't hear.
Did
didn't
you?
Fell flat, whatever.
No.
Whatever.
No, I think, honestly, it just got. That sounded like he didn't hang up. It sounded like a bad phone line.
Yeah.
John, call us back.
Well, that's true. That's not an assumption. We do have horrible phone lines.
Yeah. So when you sat down with him, did you try to be like, really on your best behavior so you did not come across like you?
Well, I was just myself.
Were you?
Yeah, I was just.
Because honestly, I would have acted like even more.
I
wouldn't have even joked.
Meg wouldn't bring me around her coworkers if she knew that I was, you know, because she knows who I am. So if she's going to be embarrassed, she just shouldn't invite me
at
this point.
But Mojo's right. Have you ever tried to be like super anti-radio and just very serious? Like, hello, sir. How are you? It is a pleasure to meet you today.
On this show, nobody's guilty of having that fake persona.
No.
You know, like we're just ourselves. Like what you hear is what you get. There are some people we meet and we're just like, how are you doing? Hey, everybody. And you're like, What? How do you keep that up? Do you do that when you're in the grocery store?
I think radio's gotten away from that too.
Yeah, I do.
There's still some guys on the other stations that
really
do that. Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe the oldies type stations, because most of the people that I've met in radio are actually kind of pleasant. Like actually, I'm like, wow, they're really nice nice people.
I had a guy that did work at my house recently, and he's like, oh, I did work for Arthur P. And I was like, oh, baby! And he goes, yeah, he does that exactly like all the time. And I'm like, really? He talks like that?
His generation, though, that was a big rock guy here in town. Mm-hmm. That generation was really like that. But
can you imagine it being
John's
exhausting?
Back. John's back, the guy that we thought, you got disconnected, John?
Yes, I did.
John, what's going on, buddy?
I am an inspector for factories, and I go in different factories all the time. And people think I'm so arrogant that I walk in there and tell them whether parts are good or bad.
Oh, so your job is to kind of, they expect you to be tough on them.
Yeah.
And are they surprised you're like a nice guy?
Yeah, they are, most of the time.
That's wild. Yeah, that's interesting. You know who I always would assume would be kind of like a-holes? The health inspectors that go to restaurants and things and do their health inspections, because friends who are in the restaurant business say that the health inspectors are always brutal. Like they look for stuff that's not really even that bad. What?
I disagree. Those are people making sure that we don't get sick.
you talk to restaurant people. Sometimes they
don't follow the rules. Well, if you're mad at the health inspector, clean up your place.
Sometimes they get a little carried. I don't know. I'm just saying. I would assume that those guys would be like that. Listen, I'm gonna say this to you, that I think that there are some times where you go to to businesses and you're like, oh, this person's supposed to be really nice to me, like the Secretary of State or the DMV or whatever they call it in other places. But our Secretary of State, you walk in there and those people all seem angry as hell. They all seem like that you have to be an angry person in order to work there.
Or have you ever met somebody who's really rough around the edges and you ask them what they do for a living and they're like, I'm a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah, right.
It just doesn't go in my head.
Yeah. A yoga instructor. I'm a yoga instructor. Oh, you might need a little Zen yoga in your life if you're like that. But no, I think that that's the thing is, and the other thing too is, you might catch people on a bad day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Like, we all have bad
absolutely
days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Some of us have.
We could be hangry.
Some of us might have worse than bad days. Might have bad years. What's going on, Sean?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Sean from Toledo. How you guys doing?
Good. What do you do for a living?
I'm a strip club manager.
Oh, so what do people assume about you?
Do they all think you sleep with all the dancers?
Sleep with all the dancers. Some all drugs. It's all bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you do any of the above?
No, I don't.
Wow.
You got a guy that can get his drugs?
But I would just assume also too that if you're a strip club manager that you probably, I don't know, take a little side money. Do you take a little side money or do any of that stuff?
Like, no, tips are always appreciated though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, do you go into your kid's school and when they ask you what you do for a living, do you say I'm a strip club manager?
I don't have any kids.
Oh, okay. All right. How about picking up somebody on, Hinge or Bumble?
Oh, that's a headache and a half, man. Dating outside this industry is rough.
So do you date the dancers?
No, not really.
Oh, well, who are you dating then?
Would it be recommended to date the dancers?
No, not if you want to be employed.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Spike brought up, who do you date?
Whoever I can find that's okay with the profession, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be tough. Let me ask you, who's got a better reputation, radio DJs or strip club managers?
I'd say probably radio DJs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Down there together in the same club.
Right. Somebody just said I'm a garbage truck driver, and everybody thinks we're dumb, but, guy said I was one of the tops in my class. I would think you're not, because you can probably make a lot of money.
Yeah, they do.
They're probably paying some bucks to you guys.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.